I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the G20 summit kicks off in Pittsburgh, the Berg, the Steel City. We'll talk about exactly what this G20 meeting is for and what it's expected to accomplish with New York Times international business editor Marcus Mabry. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs announced the site of this week's G20 in May. There was, let's say, an unusual reaction. Let me play the clip where he tells a reporter where the gathering will be held.
The United States will host the next G20 summit in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Did I get a little murmur there? That's
Ouch. We were curious to hear what the residents of the Berg have to say about this summit, so I called upon a former colleague, David Shribman. He's executive editor of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist. David, welcome. Thank you for talking to us.
Nice to talk to you, Michelle.
So what was the reaction when Pittsburgh was announced as the site of the G20?
Well, I was actually out of town going up to Dartmouth to visit my daughter, and the managing editor called me and said the G20 is going to be in Pittsburgh. I was at a diner, and I leaned over to my wife and said, the G20 is going to be in Pittsburgh. And she said, I don't know. I didn't know that Gatorade was introducing a new drink.
Oh, no. Well, but you knew.
Yeah.
And well, so you also know what these meetings are all about. So
well,
were you excited or were you thinking, oh, man, the traffic, how irritating?
Well, there's no traffic right now, Michelle, because there's nobody downtown. It's completely empty because of the G20. But my first reaction, of course, was this is a fabulous story. It's a great story for Pittsburgh and a great story for the Post-Gazette. And it gets us to exercise some muscles that we don't usually use at our paper. And I'm delighted to have that opportunity. We've had a fabulous time covering this. And I slept at the office last night and first time done that for a while, and I'll sleep at the office again tonight. And we don't have many campfires and many sleepovers at the paper, so we're happy to do that as well.
Maybe you don't want to do the s'mores, though. You might want to skip that.
No, we're doing the s'mores tonight at 11. You can join us.
Any idea of why Pittsburgh was chosen?
Well, sure. Pittsburgh is a symbol of renewal and renaissance. The Pittsburgh of our youth, and I know you well enough to know when your youth was, the Pittsburgh of our youth was a smoky steel city and a very prosperous one at that. And then the steel industry collapsed, and Pittsburgh was left without much of a raison d'etre, except, of course, for the Steelers. And it reinvented itself as a city of medicine and high tech and education and of spectacular bar food and good beer as well. And so this kind of notion of renaissance, actually the third renaissance of Pittsburgh, is a theme that I think the president wanted to show to the world and a theme that a lot of cities have to embrace if they're going to get beyond the 20th century and to step into the 21st.
Well, I'm going to bring this up because if I don't, I know you will. So what is more exciting for people in Pittsburgh, winning the fifth Super Bowl championship this past January or hosting this week's G20?
Well, Michelle, we won the fifth in 2004. We won the sixth last year, and we'll win the seventh this year. So we're fairly blasé about winning the Super Bowl, and we won the Stanley Cup. We'll win that again this year. So
I think we should probably discuss the Pirates.
The Pirates are having an unusual and colorful season, and as they say at the end of these sessions like the G20, the Pirates and their management have had a full and fruitful discussion.
And finally, David, as we know, these meetings, they're certainly interesting for reporters, particularly reporters who have an interest in the issues being discussed. It's an exposure to all these world leaders and so forth. But the bottom line on a meeting like this, they're big, they're expensive, there's a lot of logistics involved. Is this a net gain for the city or a, forgive me for suggesting, net negative when it comes to the actual dollars and cents of hosting a large international meeting?
Surely
like
the dollars and cents of hosting it make it a net negative. All the businesses that are closed, etc. But you can't, Voltaire once said that a cynic is somebody who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. And to calculate the value of this to a city of Pittsburgh, we won't be able to do for some time. But we do know that most people now know that Pittsburgh has an H at the end of it, and where it is, and that there are three rivers, and that it's a pretty darn good place to live, and it's an interesting spot. And I think we probably couldn't have afforded the how much it would have cost to have sold that message. But I also think that there was a cost to, in terms of businesses, for their security and their lost operations. And so the calculation will go on. You know the famous story of somebody stopping Zhou Enlai sometime early in about 50 or 60 years ago, still almost 200 years after the French Revolution and saying, well, what was the effect of the French Revolution? And he said 150 years later, it's too early to tell. So I think we can apply that as well.
David Shribman, the executive editor of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, my former colleague. You can see why he won that Pulitzer Prize. He was kind enough to join us from Pittsburgh, the Berg, with an H at the end. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.